The ordinance would require the city to prepare a plan to run its operations exclusively on renewable electricity sources by the year 2020, with the rest of the city meeting that goal by 2030. It would create an 11-member commission that would decide how to get there. That would include representatives from the city, from business and Avista, but also from low-income people and environmental groups. In his veto letter, the mayor recounted how he and the council worked together on a variety of other important environmental initiatives, from improving the water quality in the Spokane River to reducing dangerous PCBs. This ordinance, he says, sets laudable goals that will be too expensive to attain. He says the fiscal analysis in the ordinance doesn't take into account the potential costs. He shared his concerns with us during an interview at the time the council was considering the proposal.
None of this is in our capital plan, you know, our over $800 million capital plan. These are not, you know, considered in that, at least over and above what our current sustainable implementation plan is. And so if these would send, you know, the organization financially into a tailspin.
The mayor also questions the wisdom of putting the power of creating a renewable energy plan in the hands of an unelected committee rather than in the hands of city staff people who answer to elected officials. The mayor acknowledges that the ordinance passed by a 6-1 margin, which would be enough to override his veto. He urged council members to work with him to set priorities for appropriate planning and investments in environmental projects. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.